Welcome to Inclusion for All Radio, a podcast and story sharing series that seeks to represent the voice of the poor and vulnerable groups in Nigeria. Our aim is to highlight the barriers that keep the poor excluded and advocate for their removal. Inclusion for All Radio, amplifying voices unheard. Welcome. It's the 10th episode of the Inclusion for All Radio podcast. My name is Chinasa Collins Ogwu. I am podcast host and head Inclusion for All initiative. In May 2023, the regulatory body for telecommunications in Nigeria, the Nigeria Communications Commission, NCC, gave its approval for telcos to cut off the USSD services from banks. USSD is the Unstructured Supplementary Service Data, which is a communications protocol that allows users to communicate with a service provider via text message through a menu-based system. It basically functions on the most basic phones and does not require an internet connection. This cutoff decision by NCC follows years of disputes between banks and telcos over non-payment for USSD services. According to the Association of Licensed Telecommunications Operators of Nigeria, banks owed telcos over 100 billion naira, which is an equivalent of over $200 million in USSD fees as of April 2023. The CBN's USSD framework for use in the Nigeria financial system was effective in 2018, and since then, banks and telcos have been embroiled in disputes over payments and the debts resulting from the use of USSD services. The telcos have threatened to shut down USSD platforms over the same issue in the last few years, and the recent development from the regulator could make this threat a reality. Following the NCC's intervention in 2021, it was agreed that a fee of 6 naira 98 kobo, which is the equivalent of about 15 cents, would be charged directly to customers for use of USSD services. It's 2 years later, and this issue remains unresolved, as telcos have once again accused the banks of reneging on the debt settlement agreement they reached in 2021. We believe this is what informed NCC's position to give approval for the withdrawal of USSD services by telcos. Unfortunately, one of the implications of this is the millions of customers that are at risk of being excluded from formal financial services. From the 2020 EFINA A2F survey, we know that 89% of the respondents had access to a mobile phone, of which 60% of those phones were basic phones that can only support USSD. The growing phone ownership in Nigeria represents a key opportunity to expand mobile money services and other offerings to the unbanked populations. USSD has been a key tool in harnessing this. Joining me to discuss the USSD dilemma and the threats to financial inclusion in Nigeria is Henry Chukwu, a multifaceted professional with over a decade of experience in digital finance, policy advocacy, and program management. He has a keen focus on financial inclusion, where he seeks to unlock opportunities for underserved communities, revolutionizing access to finance from agency banking, microfinance, mobile financial services, etc. Henry has led major policy and institutional changes in Nigeria's financial inclusion landscape. Welcome, Henry. It's a pleasure to have you on Inclusion for All Radio, and I'm looking forward to hearing your views on the topic for this session, which is the USSD dilemma and the threat to financial inclusion in Nigeria, which is on the back of the recent approval by the NCC for telcos to cut off USSD services from banks. So, Henry, welcome, and looking forward to having this conversation with you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on your show.
Fantastic. So I'll just jump right into it. First question is to understand from your perspective whether USSD services have actually been transformative in the financial inclusion landscape in Nigeria, given that it started off being a tool used by telcos, and then it's now one that's being used by banks to reach different classes of users, primarily the unbanked populations. Would you agree that this has been a transformative tool?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. USSD channel is actually a very useful tool, a useful channel for delivering financial services, mm-hmm. considering the uptake and penetration of mobile phones in Nigeria.
Absolutely. Thanks, Henry, for that. And I agree with you, given that our work at Inclusion for All, we typically use data evidence to support, you know, our advocacy efforts. And one of the things that we know from the 2020 EFINA A2F survey is that, you know, the significant proportion of the populations that are unbanked, unbanked, 89% of them have access to a mobile phone. But 60% of those mobile phones are USSD type phones, which are the basic or feature phones, right? So that just tells you a bit about how useful and important USSD is to this particular segment of the society in Nigeria. So I'll move to a quote by the CEO of Guaranty Trust Holding, Mr. Segun Agbaji, and I quote, he said, USSD is a clumsy technology. It's not state of the art. The best way to have financial inclusion is to crash the cost of data, so that data becomes more affordable, then we can use what is a superior technology. Henry, would you agree with Mr. Agbaje or disagree and why?
For me, probably the phrasing, I can't say for sure around the phrasing that is clumsy, but USSD technologies actually, it does not offer the best user experience, you know, considering that it's a menu-driven and test-based technology. So it's actually prone to errors, errors such as the typing mistakes or network delays and timeout. However, when you consider the penetration of mobile phone or users in Nigeria, over 81% of the adult population have a mobile phone, own a mobile phone. And majority of these phones are future phones. USSD could actually be a veritable channel for reaching more people and offering financial services. Then when you also look at the proportion of those that are excluded, the 36%, about 81% of them are actually in rural areas. So it could be a very good, useful channel for reaching people in rural communities to offer financial services.
I totally agree with you. And I think that's why this conversation is important, because if we look at the proportion of people who live in, you know, rural communities or marginalized communities who have access to only this kind of basic phones, then we start to see why it's important to keep the USSD services and not to yank it off just yet. And more so even understanding the literacy levels, which I don't think supports some level of advanced technology just yet that would, you know, accelerate us to the level of inclusion that we're after. So, Henry, so what would you say the way forward should be to ensure that poor and marginalized people who use the service are not disproportionately impacted?
Great. Just to respond to that, my perspective, I think the way forward is not to even consider disconnecting access to USSD channel, because it's going to really have a very long effect. It would definitely have some sort of negative consequences to the financial inclusion efforts. You know, considering that a lot of people recently, we have new users of digital financial services, which was, I would say, triggered by the new Naira redesign policy, where when a lot of people were encouraged and nudged by that particular incident to start using digital financial services, right? So if this channel is disrupted, there's likelihood that it's going to affect the trust and confidence in the use of formal financial services and digital financial services. And this could actually push people away from inclusion, right? And push them to start using, go back to the use of their crude means in processing their financial services within their communities. So I would actually suggest for the various stakeholders to find a way on how to resolve this issue and not to get to the point where we are actually talking about that the service is disconnected.
And I couldn't agree with you more, Henry, given the state of, in fact, you know, how much success has been recorded over time for financial inclusion, and looking at 2024, which is just around the corner in terms of the NFIS goals and where we want to be in terms of financial inclusion, 95%, correct? If there's any further erosion of trust, I think it'll just take us years back in terms of what has been achieved so far. So I totally agree with you. It would make sense to not discontinue or to withdraw USSD services from banks. However, the US says the conflict has persisted since 2019, and it doesn't seem to be going away, right? It doesn't look like there's a solution in view. What would you recommend as measures that can be taken to ensure that there's a long-lasting solution?
Yeah, to respond to that, I think the disagreement around the USSD pricing, it's not something that started today. It has been there for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
However, in 2021, in March to be precise, both parties actually came together and agreed to charge a flat fee of 6 naira in 98 kobo. Mm-hmm. You know, that actually replaced the per session billing model. Right. We all thought that that would actually end the disagreement between the two parties. But here we are. So moving on, I think the current issue is just around the definition of what successful transaction is from their various perspective. Right. And to be frank with you, I think both parties could actually be right in their own argument of what successful transaction is.
Mm-hmm.
In the current pricing regime, the banks are actually supposed to charge, apply this 6 naira 98 kobo fee on their consumers, you know, once a financial transaction or once the consumer has actually successfully processed or consumed a financial service.
And I hear you. Doesn't that make the cost of banking more expensive, especially for populations that already can't afford banking services?
Yeah, I agree with you around the cost of service. The cost of service is actually, I think, is also part of the inhibitors to financial inclusion,
right?
Right, it's part of the factors discouraging people from using formal financial service, right? However, somebody has to pay for that transaction. Remember that the service is not provided by the bank, it's provided by another provider who is also regulated by a different regulator,
right?
So somebody has to pay for it. And to be frank with you, from my own position, I think the current pricing regime of 6 naira 98 kobo is a bit cheaper compared to what we used to have now, the per session billing model, where consumers are charged whenever they initiate a USSD transaction, whether that process leads to consummation of financial services or not. They could actually trigger that USSD transaction and it times out, or they're unable to even reach their bank and they get charged, right? But this new pricing regime, what happens is that the bank has some sort of an automated system that bills the customer for a successful transaction only after a banking service is consumed,
right?
So I think when you compare in terms of pricing, I think this current pricing regime is better compared to the former.
Right. So when you said the current pricing regime, are you saying that what currently holds is that the consumers are charged a flat fee, or is that yet to be implemented?
It has been implemented. Okay. This was agreed in 2021, in March 2021.
Right. Okay.
And since then, that is the current model. So where the problem is coming from, or the disagreement, is for telco, they are actually, the way they define a successful transaction is this is a successful transaction happens once a consumer dials a USSD code, right? Which may or may not lead to consummation of banking service,
right?
So this is where the shortfall is coming from. So from the bank would say that this is the total number of transactions performed via USSD channel, right? And this is the amount.
Right.
But from the telco perspective, when you compare what they have calculated, you have a shortfall. So that is where the disagreement is coming from. But from my own position, whatever the case may be, you know, shutting down the channel shouldn't be an option, right? I think, as I mentioned before now, it's definitely going to have some sort of serious consequences towards on efforts towards achieving financial inclusion target.
Absolutely.
But again, I also think that the parties are already talking to each other and the regulators are also not relenting, CBN and NCC. And I hope that they would actually find solution very soon.
Absolutely. And I totally agree with you, Henry. Our hope is that the regulators on both sides find a middle ground that would not create further exclusion for the people that we care about in underserved and rural communities. Thank you, Henry. It's been a pleasure having you share your views on this episode of Inclusion for All Radio. And I think my key takeout is, one, the USSD solution is critical to achieving or advancing our financial inclusion goals, especially the targets for 2024. So there is no opportunity for it to be withdrawn. And two, there are ways in which this can actually ultimately benefits the people that we care about, because this pricing regime actually works out more cost effective for the users as opposed to the per session billing regime, which would have been more expensive, right? So thank you so much for your views.
Thank you so much, and do have a great day.
And you as well. Thank you. At Inclusion for All, we continue to represent and amplify the voices of those who care about by weighing in on topics and issues, using data evidence to advocate for the removal of the barriers that keep them excluded from formal financial services. Thank you, and looking forward to our next conversation. To learn more about the Inclusion for All advocacy initiative and to access more insightful data about financial inclusion for the marginalized groups in Nigeria, please visit our website, inclusion-for-all.org.